Hey everyone, just want to give you a little update from Alaska. I can't get away from the social justice stuff, even up here in Denali National Park. I thought I was in the wilderness, I thought I was away from it all, but it is here. It is also here, so I'm going to show you that in a minute. But first, I want to show you, when we were looking at places to stay, the hotels are really expensive, and it was camping actually was, you know, flying in without the gear was pretty expensive because you had to rent all the gear. So the best thing that we could find, our cheapest option, was this, and it looks like a little hobbit house. I really enjoy it. So that's what it looks like. You can see trees are growing out of it. It's got moss on the top. It's really amazing, and the whole view here is simply incredible. Where we are, it's staying light. Very late as well. And so we're enjoying that. And surprisingly, I actually met someone at one of the, there's a little strip here, a little boardwalk, where there's some touristy places and some restaurants. And there was an ice cream shop with a popcorn ice cream chocolate shop. And I walk in and the guy behind the counter says, Do I know you from somewhere? I said, I don't think so. He goes, do you have a podcast? I said, yeah. And he's like, I went to Southern Seminary. And I said, no way. So I thought that was really funny. All the way up here in Denali National Park in Alaska, I just really wasn't expecting that. But he was very gracious and gave us some ice cream and some popcorn without charging us, which was amazing. And really good. They have some flavors here that they don't have in the lower 48, as they call it. I've been surprised at how many people I've met from different areas, like areas near where I grew up, or we were actually taking a picture for a couple on a hike, and it was there. They had just gotten married, and it was their honeymoon. And it turns out we started narrowing down where they were from, and they both were students at Bob Jones University. So just interesting stuff. But And just little tastes of familiarity and just places we've lived and things we weren't expecting up here, which is awesome. So one of the things I wanted to show you was how much social justice thinking and critical race theory thinking has really permeated everything, just everything. We know this already, but I was even a little surprised. I probably shouldn't be, but I was. We took an amazing tour today, a bus tour with a bunch of other people. I think there were probably at least, 30 people on the bus, something like that. And we were able to see some bears and some caribou and some other mammals, ground squirrels, things like that. And some doll sheep also on, they're like bighorn sheep, but I guess it's a variety of bighorn sheep. I probably shouldn't talk about this because I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to repeat what the tour guy said, but they're like bighorn sheep, but they live here in Alaska. Amazing creatures. Just simply amazing scenery. I mean, God is so amazing. He is an artist, and all the artists in town that have their galleries are really just trying to copy what he's done. But anyway, for the tour bus company, we have these, I'll just show you, these little things, Denali National Park and preservation in times of change. And so there was a focus on this trip a little bit with the tour guide. I mean, he talked about climate change a bit and how mankind might be contributing to that and how important the national parks are. And if you go to a lot of national parks, you're used to this kind of thing. You understand kind of this environmentalist bent that a lot of them have. This, though, I was not expecting. And I want to show you this. So see how I can do this with my camera here. I'm not sure what the best way is. I'll read it to you, but I'll show you it if I can as I'm reading it here, or I'll show you the pictures here. Let me just do it this way. So there is the pictures. You can see this. Most of this book, most of it is simply about Denali National Park, preserving the park, different animals, the history of the park, all these kinds of things. And then randomly, I mean, really, it is random. The page before is about protecting some of the history of the park. The page after is it's completely unrelated to the page you're about to see here. So in the middle of this book is this: the majority of Denali's modern mountaineers may be strapping and youthful, but they rarely mirror the diverse face of young America. This is slowly changing. In June 2013, 100 years after Denali was first summited, a team of African-American climbers reached the summit of Denali and announced that adventure isn't just a white thing. I thought, can you imagine that? You climb this mountain, amazing accomplishment. I think it's the third tallest mountain in the world and probably one of the most challenging just because of how far north it is and how cold it is. And that's what you're thinking. Adventure isn't just a white thing. You're thinking about that's the point you want to make when you get there. The year before, in June 2012, Team Warfighter Sports attempted, that means they didn't do it, but they attempted the mountain with a slogan, 5 wounded warriors, 4 good legs, 3 wars, 2 generations, 1 mountain. In 2015, 14% of Denali's climbers were women, which was the highest percentage in the history of the mountain. This is how national parks, and this is the key phrase here, this is how national parks must evolve to remain relevant by inspiring and challenging people of all genders, colors, ages, abilities, and walks of life. So the message of this particular page, two pages, I guess, in this pamphlet, is that, number one, things are changing. And I mean, doesn't it just suck the joy? It just seems like it sucks some of the joy out of accomplishing something like that when your statement is, yeah, adventure isn't just a white thing. Like, you're comparing yourself. You're valuing yourself in comparison to another group of people, another broad ethnic group. It's just sad to me. It's just sad. You should be proud of the accomplishment for its own sake. But they're promoting this as positive. And so they're saying this is changing. But then the key thing at the end is national parks must evolve. That's the message. They must evolve. Not only does everything else in your life need to evolve, right? I'm on vacation right now. Not only does your job with the implicit bias training and your church and your government and everything pretty much around you, the schools your children go to, not only do all these things need to change, but when you go on vacation to a national park, the national parks also need to change. And that's a message, a prominent message. I mean, this is, we weren't looking for this. This is just, and I'm not like offended by it. I'm just surprised by it. I'm used to it, so I can't really be that offended. I'm used to it, seeing it everywhere else. But when you think you're in the wilderness and you're getting away from all this stuff, you're not. It is everywhere, guys. There's just no place to hide, unless I guess maybe you go to Antarctica, but I haven't been there. Maybe it's woke down there too. I don't know how. But I mean, it even says all genders. I mean, it's full throttle social justice stuff. The equity, inclusion, diversity agenda in Denali National Park, of all places, a rural area in Alaska, and this is the tour company. I remember seeing this when I first encountered this kind of thing was in New York 2 or 3 years ago. I remember going on a hike at Minnewaska State Park. It's a New York State Park, and there were rainbows everywhere, and it wasn't even June, but there were just rainbow symbols. And I asked some friends, I said, what in the world is this? I've been away for a few years, but even like the little passport they gave you had a rainbow thing all over it. And it talked about gay rights and this and that. And I'm like, this is hiking. We're just hiking at a national park. And they said, oh yeah, yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah. It's on the subway, you know, little thing you use for the subway. The subway card has it. Like everything has it right now. And that's what's happening. And Unless people stand up in areas in which they do have a platform and authority and can say something, it's just going to continue. We actually saw this after the trip. I think if I would have seen it beforehand and had an opportunity, I would have talked to, not that they probably have much authority, but I would have talked to the tour bus company. And I still can probably write something, a very nice letter, but just saying, look, you know, this is just... If I do, though, I'll probably have to include some of the evolutionary things. It was minor, but some of the things we heard. But some of the, you know, you're so used to it, hearing that in a national park. This is something I didn't expect. So I'm toying with the idea of maybe writing something very nice, but just letting them know, like, hey, I'm not really cool with that. This is not a political agenda that does not need to be part of a outdoorsman camping, hiking, touring book. I don't need to be getting this propaganda, really, is what it is. And so I don't know, but it really is everywhere. So I just wanted to make that point and just tell you that, I can't stop thinking about, everything that's happening because it won't let me. I'm even getting books in a national park in the middle of nowhere about this, but in all seriousness, we're having a good time, and I just wanted to update you all, and I appreciate prayers and the support and everything else. It is a needed respite, for me. I know I was pushing it pretty hard with a bunch of things, and so I think this is going to really just help rejuvenate, and we'll get back into the swing of things full throttle here soon. But I wanted to let you guys know that I love you all, and thank you so much again for all your support, and more coming soon. God bless. Bye now.